Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Tracy Wilkins as the Panthers fall 60-26 tonight to the Clark Indians. I would say you have to be pretty pleased with how the girls played most of the game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was our big conversation we had with them. You got to play 16 minutes of a half, and you got to play of each half. And we just, right now, we played really well for about, 20 minutes of the 32 minutes. And it was if we could have those 12 minutes back where we lost our focus and we turned it over three or four different times and then gave up layups or conventional three-point plays at the other end. But that's good. We're talking about those kinds of things now than what we were talking about. So great improvement. Just really, really proud of the girls' efforts and how much they keep working at it.
Ayla Williams was the tallest player on the court all every time out there. She was out there. And I think you were trying to make a concerted effort to get her the ball a lot.
That's probably one of the areas where we were most proud of the girls, because that is something we've been talking to about them all year, is we want to get post touch. We want to get post touch. When we get post touch, we get good looks. She is an outstanding passer. That's what she would prefer to do first. And I keep talking, I need you to score. I need you to look to score. And her and Carly just play so well together. And so, yeah, it's fun to watch, and very pleased with what they did tonight.
Speaking of Carly, hate to see her go down because, you don't need any injuries by far, but looked like her arm got caught up in that scrum that she was in. Hopefully she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right. We'll know more after 24 hours to see how sore she is. She has pretty good movement with it. She's hyperextended her elbow, we think, and so I think she'll be all right. It was a big loss for us tonight to not have her, but we had some players step up and do. We've been really putting a lot of focus on rebounding, is that we're so undersized. I mean, it's we were so proud of the girls. I mean, how well they were going out and rebounding and doing things. So we're making strides in the right direction.
Good to have see Addie Williams back in their uniform. Oh. I was talking to her, and I said, I'm glad you're finally in uniform. And she kind of smiled and gave me that look like I'm right in. And she played pretty well. I mean, and for the first time this year, she didn't really have any issues breathing. I mean, she got tired, which, okay, that's going to be when you're leg tired after not playing for a few weeks.
Yeah, it was great having her out there. And she's just got that. She's athletic, and she's got that perfect height that makes her a mismatch for a lot of people. And you could just see a little bit of the rust on her shot, but the rest of her game was outstanding. And she just brings another piece of energy for our team and gives us a little bit of depth there also. And so, it's great having her back. We're looking forward to the rest of the season with her, having her out there. We're hoping we can get Carly back healthy and have the full team for the first time in about a month and a half.
Had the pink uniforms on. You'll be wearing the black uniforms a lot next week with three road games. That'll really test the girls, every facet of the game.
Yeah, it really will. Tough stretch, all away games, and not short trips. I mean, Davis County on a Tuesday night, and that's a tough one. And so we'll see how they react. Again, depth is going to be a problem with us playing back-to-back games. So we'll play a lot of people Monday night against Newton to try to keep us as fresh as possible.
Well, we are also having Panthers versus Cancer, and I was out checking out before the games the auction items and had me a dirty soda and everything. Your first time as a coach, being in the middle of it, what was that like?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's such a fantastic thing that we have here, and it's so awesome how our community gets behind it and how it's just a phenomenal experience. And I just have to have a shout out to my oldest daughter Kalina, and my wife Dana. They put a ton of effort into this and really did a lot of work with it. And it showed tonight, just a real successful event. Had my youngest come back.
Nice to see Maggie back, right into her earlier.
And then my niece was here too, helping too. So it was nice to have Madeline here too. So it was just neat to have all of them here and help with it. So it was a great event.
Obviously, you won't know how much raised for a few weeks, but you know, really the money raise isn't the important thing. It's just, you know, making everybody aware that, you know, we still have a lot of lot to do if we want to get rid of this disease.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just got to keep committing, give the best we can with the financially, and keep the research going and those types of things. But also being able to have money stay locally so we can help our individuals locally that are fighting this terrible disease.
All right. Well, best of luck Monday. I think you know where I'll be.
Yeah,
Clayton's on his own.
I was going to say, I didn't think I'd probably see you at the game.
Not until Tuesday. I'll probably have it on kind of as on the iPad. You know, kind of as kind of keeping an eye on it. But there's some game in Miami that is going to have my undivided attention, I think.
Yeah, we'll wish the Hoosiers some luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now tomorrow too, they play basketball against Iowa.
I know. No luck there though. We don't need any luck there.
So. I tried. That's Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA KRLS. We'll have more coming up on KNIA KRLS.